And now this is a dictation for Shirley Foster, F-O-S-T-E-R, August 10, 36, addressed as a letter to Dr. Shankaraya, S-H-A-N-K-A-R-I-A-H, 779-5251. Dear Dr. Shankaraya, an in-person follow-up for Mrs. Foster comes accompanied with, an in-person follow-up for Mrs. Foster. Unfortunately, the daughter, Robin, did not accompany her into the room. She went to do some errands. We are discussing about her advanced renal failure and preparing for dialysis. She says that her appetite is fair, although weight is down from 117 to 112, denies vomiting, dysphagia, there is constipation, no bleeding, some gas pain, bloatiness, no fever, no bleeding in the stools, incontinent of urine, but no cloudiness or blood. Volume appears to be good, no gross edema, no claudication symptom, no discolor of the toes, no chest pain, palpitation, syncope, no falling episode. Denies increase of dyspnea, no orthopnea PND or supplemental oxygen, review system is negative. Next paragraph, medication list review, notice vitamin D125, blood pressure, Norvas, Lasix, Coric, calcium for phosphorus binders, magnesium replacement, potassium replacement. Next paragraph, blood pressure today 130/64. She is with evidence of muscle wasting. Mild decreased hearing, normal speech, no facial asymmetry, able to speak in full sentences, no gross carotid bruit JBD, no oral wheezes, no respiratory distress, no consolidation pleural effusion, no arrhythmia pericardial rap gallop, no abdominal distension, ascites, tenderness, or masses. I don't see edema. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries from May, creatinine rising to 3, progressive over time, present GFR is 14, which is a stage 5, low sodium 129, elevated potassium 5.4, normal acid base, high glucose 250, low albumin 3.6, corrected calcium normal, minor increased alkaline phosphatase, other liver function tests not elevated, normal phosphorus, poor diabetes control, A1C 9.6, anemia 9.6, normal white blood cell platelets. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD, stage 5, progressive over time, early symptoms of uremia. We have a long discussion about the meaning of advanced renal failure. I encourage her to learn about issues of dialysis. We discuss about no dialysis, dialysis at home, CAPD, home hemo, dialysis in the center, the need for an AV fistula. We start treatment based on symptoms. Nothing needed today, but might require it in the near future. She mentions that her daughters are telling him that because of her age, she probably should not do it. She lives now in Alma with family members. Next number, hypertension, which appears to be well controlled in the office. Next number, hyperkalemia, we discuss about diet. Next number, hyponatremia, we discuss about fluid restriction. Next number, secondary hyperparathyroidism on treatment, vitamin D125. Next paragraph, continue restricted phosphorus and phosphorus binders. Next number, monitor elevated alkaline phosphatase, would be related to liver, also bones. Next paragraph, discuss about anemia. She denies external bleeding, potential EPO treatment. All questions answered. I encourage family members to be present when we are discussing this potentially life-saving treatments. She will let me know if she's willing to proceed with the AV fistula and further education about dialysis, come back on the next 6 to 8 weeks, end of dictation.